Listen with me, a great message from the Savior of this universe. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadows of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets, and they followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and they were mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among his people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had palsy, and healed them all. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Jerusalem, and from beyond Jordan, and just simply all over the place. Listen. Seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he began to teach them. And he opened his mouth, and he began to teach them. What I'm going to do, with your kind permission, is offer you from what we call a New Testament of the reappearance of Jesus and the idea of the manner in which this comes about. You'll notice in this procedure that the arrival of me into this particular in the idea of time may not appear to be connected to the auspices of the idea of direct revelation based on the discipleship of the gospel of what the advent of this awakening of Jesus actually says. Because it's very important somewhere within the idea that we intend now to offer to you solutions that we recognize some very fundamental ideas about what this teaching has said, will say, and did say in regard to you. Yes, it is connected to the idea of happiness, and yes, the idea that it's going to be possible, perhaps, for you to see what you would term a minister, which is how I am classified, within this idea of discipleship. Okay. Obviously, I'm coming from outside of this frame of the idea of energy that constitutes what appears to be reflection of light. The teaching of Jesus are going to admonish you virtually, immediately, of an important necessity in what we are using, and we do use the term hologram in the idea of the New Testament, which is going to say, verily I say unto you, if you want to have the particulars of reflection of light, the one major requirement that's going to be asked of you, and you're going to have to look at it with me, aren't you, is a simple idea, and this is directly about what we just read. The light factor will always increase in intensity with the appearance of any factor of the reflection of what we call human being, or the idea that it's possible for me to offer to myself a reflection of light, which is what I'm attempting to do now. Now, the particulars by which we will identify the New Testament are direct indications that within the idea of reflections of light, there is contained with us, and this is what we intend to talk about, the possibility of an illumination of the nature by which what we call mirrors, perhaps, or reflection of light, can show us ideas about what, and this is going to be from Jesus, and it's going to be from the idea of the necessity that I recognize my own responsibility for this. Shall we say why? The nature of the reflection of the thought process that I am employing right now in order to cause this association of the relevance of space-time will be very simply ideas about how you are going to scripturize within your own self the individual recognition of the responsibility that the totality of the cause of this, as we just read together, is in my mind. And that the visionary association of what I'm going to see in this reflection of light, okay, in what we call a multitude of variations of light factor, okay, are going to sound a little bit like this. Will you listen with me? Listen with me. A sounding from my mind. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying this: Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You listen with me. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therewith good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. Listen with me. You are the light of the world. And a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Look, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Look with me. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law till all be fulfilled. I'm back with you. in the idea of the tolerance by which you have been willing to listen with me, the simpleness by which the offering of acceptance for responsibility in what I am teaching in a correspondent with what seems to be a reflection of light, all right, demonstrated perhaps now for the first time in the recognition that the scripture by which, and this is from my Savior, the Savior of this continuum of reflection of light, Jesus, demands of you attention of the necessity for your individual recognition of a light factor that will give you a brightness that you're able to see with. Shall we practice just for a moment the idea of alternatives? Let me say this. In passing in this what we term a second coming, or the idea of the return of our saviorship of Jesus, we are asked in a conscience or a consciousness of our self-identity to look at particulars within our own mind that appear in what is termed Sermon on the Mount in the idea, and this I'm not going to particularly like, the emotional evaluation of myself in regard to my acceptance of responsibility for what appears to be a reflection of light that is other, all right, and within this continuum of time, is other than this world or other than the reflection of my capacity as a Homo sapien, as a human being, to recognize at any given moment a variation as directed by Jesus in his pertainment of the idea of his appearance here in a moment in time and his subsequent disappearance from this place of time, in the certainty that the entirety of the teaching will be nothing but somewhere within the galactic idea of identity, there appears a bright figure of light that does not seem to be connected to the place or the misplacement of myself in my attempt to recognize and verify a reason why I would be here. This is all going to be directly now from a new gospel, is the truth of what I'm going to say. And I'm going to demand of you, if you intend to follow me, in the particulars of this so-called 2,000-year-old cycle, which actually occurred just a moment ago in the reappearance of a cycle of time, that you recognize with me there's a whole universe out there waiting for you in the admission of a cycle of galactic light that is a particular reference connected not necessarily to the universe in your initial encounter, but only to your own mind. Will you listen with me? This will be just a little description from Jesus' mind about how was revealed to him his certainty that he did not come from this place, but is rather a description of the possibility, the actual power of light. Will you listen? Listen with me. These, from Jesus, the first stars in the universe, exceptionally massive and bright, the earliest stars changed the course of cosmic history. We live in a universe that is full of bright objects. On a clear night, one can see thousands of stars with the naked eye, and these stars occupy merely a small nearby part of the Milky Way galaxy. Telescopes reveal a much vaster realm that shines with the light from billions, thousands of millions of galaxies that contain billions of stars. According to our current understanding of cosmological ideas about myself, however, the universe was featureless and dark for a long stretch of its early history. Listen, this is an amazing idea of the thought of your own process. The first stars did not appear until perhaps 100 million years after what is termed the original ascension from the totality of a moment of darkness into light, what is called the Big Bang. And nearly 1 billion years passed before galaxies proliferated across the cosmos. And astronomers have long wondered, how did this dramatic transition from darkness to light come about? And I'm back with you in the totality of the idea that you have let me read to you a little story about the first stars in the universe. Welcome, thank you. Shall we teach just for a moment? What occurred right then in the idea of acceptance of responsibility of alterations, of reflections of light, that is, the idea that I can gain an advantage of increasing frequencies of the power of light to make decisions within my body form, can only be directed by the scripture, and by that I mean ideas of the manner in which I came to know in my appearance within what appeared to be a particular place in space-time, that I was simply representing an accumulation of stars or lights that are out in the universe. Will you listen to me with what Jesus, who you call Jesus of Nazareth, in a dramatic appearance that altered the entirety in that single moment of this section of galaxy, so that when we come together from outside of this frame, we're able to offer ourselves the joy and happiness of singing together, that we're going to be very happy with the realization that we're not captive. This comes now from the scripture in the idea that the reflections of light, the conflict, the loneliness, the death idea of the association, of the galactic association, lasted just for that moment. Yet in the entirety of the process, that single star seemed to represent this. Thank you for that light. Will you listen with me about the idea of parallel universes? See, I gave a promise in the teaching. What does that say?
Information in the holographic universe.
Yes, I've done this consistently. What Jesus wants to remind you of in his Sermon on the Mount, where he's directing the people, that the reflection of light that he's offering you are the acceptance of your individual responsibility within the process of data by which you locate yourself in this little hologram of light, that you recognize a continuing possibility that there's a constant alteration going on in how you're viewing the world of reflections of darkness and light within the perspective of his New Testament, of the gospel, of what he wants to tell you about the impossible assignment of accepting in its entirety the idea of the responsibility for the hologram, which is going on in your own mind. When you look out into the universe and get that momentary reflection in which you keep repeating over and over again the idea of Sermon on the Mount, well, come on, the idea that you're going to be trapped in his sudden appearance. Now, can this occur in any gathering? Can this occur in any stadium of energy of light? Of course, because it's an individual agreement contained within your own mind that you've accepted the idea of a cosmic idea of alteration of consciousness that would lead you to this scripture. From the idea that Jesus is speaking to us. Listen. Listen about your own self-responsibility. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Look with me. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, this all about my mind now, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisee, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. In no case. You have heard it said by those of old, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Listen, I say unto you, that whosoever is even angry with his brother, okay, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, which simply means I'm looking at you as separate from how I feel about myself, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, you're a fool in the idea that you want to offer me the entirety of the solution, he shall be in danger of the hell and the fire. And that's why I'm laughing at you and the idea of who you are. Listen, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there the gift before the altar and go thy way and reconcile to thy brother, and then come and offer the gift. You listen with me. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officers, and thou be cast into prison. For verily I say unto you, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the last farthing of what you are. You listen with me. You have heard it has been said of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks on a woman in lust from his mind after her hath already committed adultery and already committed it within his own heart. Listen, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members shall perish, and not that thy whole body shall be cast out. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it out. Look with me. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorce. And I say to you that whoever shall put away his wife, saying for the cause of what is termed fornication, or the recognition of the variation, causes her to commit adultery in the idea of variation of their separation in body form. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced commits adultery. Again, you've heard it's been said that of old time thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath. I say to you, don't swear about anything. Okay, you listening to me? Neither by heaven or by earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And I'm going to offer you a solution in the idea of the acceptance of the simple responsibility that I intend to talk with you. And I'm very willing to talk with you about the idea that I have been in a containment where I am forced to recognize within my own idea of myself that I am separate from what appears to be other body associations out there. Now, how can I be happy when the adversary by which I recognize myself, this from Jesus, offers me a purity of light? And I'm going to continue to read a little bit of this, in a reflection of light, where I am going to be able to see in the holographic universe the idea that the reflection of light that I'm getting demand the entirety of my intention, which would appear to be impossible for me to give. It's going to be possible because of the love that I'm feeling by his direction in the conversion of how I see myself. I'll be back in just a moment. You listen with me. We're going to play a particular medley of songs in the idea of how much we're enjoying the idea of the instant conversion of our body that's going on here and now in a brand new reflection of light, in a brand new reflection of light that I just got from you. It came from out of nowhere, and suddenly it's here, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use this idea of exchanging the power of my mind. reflection of you from Sermon on the Mount. I am a reflection of the idea that Jesus is going to walk with us now as we come into this particular reflection of the idea of a parallel universe. It's a direct scriptural association of the power of my mind, may I, to use you in the manner in which you are viewing yourself in a comparison with the simple manner in how I'm viewing myself within this sequence of time. And I've come here, I'm going to come and sit down for just a moment, because of the nature of the reflection of light that you are identifying yourself. All right, there's an irresistible idea of happiness, although I'm not at all certain where it's coming from. See, in the idea of the parallel universe, okay, the direct attention of you is given to the idea that the fabric of time is changing all the time. And though while I may see for a moment within that first idea that Jesus is teaching a multitude of people, the attention of the multitude of people, you listen with me, is actually contained only within what we term from a science aspect about 40,000 years in the idea of a correspondent of my body form in what I want to see in the reflection. And that the universe itself, with the particulars of the stars, is over 100 billion, 13,000 million years old. But that the cycle of the idea in which for a moment I was dark within my own mind are the particulars in the maturity of the idea of coming from a moment of darkness to the certainty of the light. You see this? And I need to read you just a little more. I'm very much aware this is the requirement that you have in your determination. Say, I certainly would like to have you see and what you say be true. Would you like it to be true?
Yes.
In other words, what I'm going to declare to you now in this reading from what you call Sermon on the Mount, from what you call a New Testament, in the reappearance of the idea of Jesus within a fabric of reality, it's going to be possible for you within the idea, and I'm using the term parallel universe, that standing directly next to you in a reflection of light is another idea that you have in your mind. But you're afraid to let go of what the reflection of light has told you because of the old association you had within your memory pattern of the idea of the necessity to hold on to it. Because if you don't hold on to it, you're going to get a new reflection of what you're actually responsible for in your own mind. That's why when I read you in that first 28 minutes, I read you about the thought process that you arrive at is where both the problem and the solution lie. Will you listen with me? Mm-hmm. Most of you now have come into a new fabric of time where for the first time in what you call a 2,000-year cycle, you have been determined not to ignore the actual message of Jesus. Come on now, what do you call yourself, Christians? The idea that you're going to have to accept the totality of the responsibility of what he actually says about you are the requirement for you individually. Listen with me, and we'll read it together. But let your communication be yes and yes and no, and whatsoever is more cometh of evil. In other words, stop deciding the outcome that you want. Are you listening with me? You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, are you listening? That you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man shall sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asks thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. Look with me. You have heard it has been said that you shall love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. I say unto you, love your enemies. You're going to hear this with me? This is why you don't actually practice the entirety of the necessity of the idea. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Listen, for if you love them which love you, what reward do you have which the publicans do not have in their idea of exchange of good and evil? But if you salute your brothers only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do this? You listen to me, key sentence from Jesus. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Did you hear what I said? Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Listen, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, you're going to get your reward, aren't you? But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what your right hand is doing, that thy alms may be in secret, and that thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly in what you're going to do. I have no idea where you're hearing this. Obviously, it's going to be an idea that if I am in possession of the idea of my body identity within an arrangement of a containment of my location in body form, I'm going to have to manifest myself in agreements that I possess within my mind, ideas of the value that I have given to my occupancy of this earth, within the idea that I am located within a space-time identity. Now, there's going to be a couple of passages in here, and this is where we're going to do it, with the idea that the power of my mind to decide the outcome that I want is not actually based on the objective reflection that I've been getting out there, but rather in my acknowledgement that the power of change is going on within my own mind. How else can I know the power of my mind to get a brighter idea of the happiness that I'm feeling about the idea of you? There's a lovely sentence going to be contained in the idea that you can see me in an entirely different light. The idea that Jesus came with us when we went out into this, what you call the desert, of the idea that there was no water, there was no provision for me, but you were determined within your own galactic identity that there must be somewhere where the idea of a moment of devastation, of the entirety of the darkness, of the form in which I found myself, could be converted. What did I have to admit? I had to admit in the scripture that while I didn't know what it was within the formulation of myself, I would like to see something differently than what I'm seeing. Because the manner in which I'm viewing this apparent objective idea of space-time within a storyline, this all now directly from the appearance of Jesus, is so chaotic in the hologram of ideas of reflection of light contained within the thought process of my mind that there must be something else that I can see. There's another bright light that I can see Listen, if I can practice within my own mind, as Jesus directs me to do, by forgiving the idea of the action of the necessity for the retention of me, I can convert to a new place in time where I can recognize you. What did I have to admit? It's changing all the time anyway. It changed. It changed again. Well, each time it changes, this is from the scripture, I have a tendency to hold on to it. Look, I have found this solution within the arrangement of the galactic idea of myself, even though there's a whole universe out there. Come on now. This directly from Jesus. The time has come when you will leave this little place of containment that lasted but a moment in your mind. Listen with me. Listen with me a little more about the idea of light. Is there a copy of you in this idea of a parallel universe? A person who is not you, but who lives on a planet called Earth with misty mountains and fertile fields and sprawling cities in a solar system with 8 other planets? The life of this person has been identical to yours in every aspect, but perhaps he or she now decides to put down this article or this whole idea of the temporal idea of association of the New Testament. The idea of such an alter idea of self-consciousness seems strange and impossible, but it looks as if we'll just have to live with it because it is supported by astronomical observation. The simplest and most popular cosmological model today predicts that you have a twin or a direct idea of yourself in a galaxy about 10 to the 1028th meters from here. This distance is so large that it's beyond astronomical ideas of yourself, but that does not make your doppelganger any less real. And the word doppelganger is a word that Jesus laughed at within the idea that he's going to stand with us in the reflection of light and offer the particulars that my intention to live within this cycle are going to be a repetition of how I am viewing myself. No matter how far I look out into the universe, I am reminded that I'm going to end up meeting, say to me, myself. Yes, I'm going to end up now, and I'm going to do a little scripture for you because I love the idea that Jesus is going to be present with us here. Now, listen, in the conscience, in the consciousness of your identity, if you have another idea about the possibility of the happiness that I would like to have you see in the freedom, look with me, of not being dedicated to viewing the guy that's out there is somehow separate from you in order that you can love and agree with him within a fabric of your consciousness, you can look at the potential of the idea. Let's say to me, you think of yourself as a Homo sapien. We are going to offer you now from Matthew the idea of the illumination of your mind that will let you see differently than you did just a moment ago. Listen with me. Exciting, isn't it? Yeah, listen. The idea of your prayer. Oh, I have all the answer, Father, through you. Use not vain repetition, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what you think before you even say it. The Father already knows what you're going to ask him, so the only prayer you need is our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom has come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And if you will give us this day, today, as we hear right now our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or the idea of self-responsibility for ourselves or others. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You listen to me. For if you forgive men their trespasses, the idea that we are separate in a space-time location in order to fulfill a debt, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Listen with me. This is all very simple in the idea. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash your face. This is all, that there appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father which is in the secret, of the idea of the reflection of joy that I'm getting with you, and that your Father which seeth in secret is going to reward you openly. What an amazing idea. Lay not up yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break in. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven within your mind, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal the idea of your mind in your idea. Listen, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Here's the crucial element. The light of the body is the eye. If, therefore, your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness, isn't it? You listen with me. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other, because you cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, nor let your body be an effect of you, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment of yourself? I love the idea of this, of the idea that it's possible for you within the containment of yourself to hear the direction. Whereas I take on my individual responsibility for what I intend to do in the idea of the causation of me, in the identity of being offered the entirety of the solution. I have the enjoyment that you are watching within reflections of light, a storyline about the reappearance in the idea of the location of ourself in space-time, in the simple admission that as I turned with you just then, I suddenly saw you, and I know you believe that it had something to do with the place that you thought that you were in this little containment of flat universe that is reflecting back to yourself the certainty that suddenly, within a framework of the alteration of the power of your light to decide the singularity of yourself, rather than what we term as Homo sapien, a split mind that for that moment have denied you the totality of the identity of the singularity of life, you cannot not then believe that there is something other than what everything is going to be in the life of what you think you are. Because in all the universe, there's only going to be one life. This is all now directly from Jesus. Listen. There's one life, and that I'm going to share. There are different kinds of life. Life is like the truth. It does not have degrees. It's the one condition in which all that God created shares. Like all his thoughts, it has no opposite. You listen with me. There is no death or cycle of time within the procedure of your body formulation, because what God created shares his life. Look, there is no death, because an opposite to God does not exist. There is no death, because the Father and the Son are one. In this world, there appears to be a state that is life's opposite. You call it death. Yet we have learned that the idea of death takes many forms. It's the one idea which underlies all feelings that are not supremely happy with the idea that you have overcome it in the fabric of the message from Jesus. It's the alarm to which you give response of any kind that's not perfectly happy. Your sorrow, your loss, your anxiety, your suffering, your pain, even a little sign of the weariness of your mind in body formulation, acknowledge death and thus deny you live. One more idea. You think that death is of the body, yet it is but an idea, irrelevant to what is seen as physical. Why? The thought of you is in the mind. It can be then applied as mind directs it, but its origin is where it must be changed. If change occurs, very simply, crucial in our element, ideas leave not their source. It is the reason that you can heal. It is the cause of healing. It is why you cannot die. It is the truth establishing you as one with God. What a joy it has been for me to participate with you in the particulars of the new light that you're feeling in a reference to what we intend to do within this framework of time. Now, the idea of the repetition of the change of the power of your mind are an allowance for the idea that this presentation of this video was actually done almost 1,200 years ago. Can you hear me with this? The idea of a minister, a teacher of God, in the idea of a revelation within his own mind, are what we call the discipleship or the ministry of the idea of our powers to arrive at conclusions of a new bright association of ourself, which we have been successful at doing. And I'm speaking directly to you now. Can I get you out of the idea that you're in this place and time? You left here a very long time ago. The whole idea of the teaching of the reappearance of the alteration of you were so that you could recognize this is not the place that you belong, that the time in which you spent here lasted but a moment within your own mind, and that the whole light of that moment of darkness has allowed you to spring out into the light of the universe, where the idea that you are a body is transfigurated within a moment of the idea of the light, that you become singular in your idea of the timefulness of you. That's why we have done this so-called scripture of the appearance of Jesus. Now, obviously, there's nothing new about it. The idea that you're going to separate it in your own mind are simply indications that you want to somehow remain separate from the totality of the responsibility you have accepted from me in a reference that Jesus is now walking with us. And we're going to sing together at the end, haven't we begun, to sing the idea that he's walking side by side with us in the illumination of our mind as we enter into this whole new framework of a parallel universe that was changing each moment and that we allowed to change. In the intense joy and happiness that I'm feeling as I recognize you, not someone else, You, in what appears to be your body form, concern me not in the least. The power of the Holy Ghost, the spirit of energy, in a tachyon field of light energy, allow us to recognize the illusionary nature of this reflection of ourself and of the love that I'm feeling for you at this moment in your own recognition of awakening from this dream of death and understanding that this world of space and time was over a very long time ago and no longer exists within that framework. Thank you. I'll see you in just a moment in another bright arrangement of light that we have set up to penetrate this idea.